Headphones. I'm trying to wear my big Borsellino. Oh no, wait. It's Michael, is this a Borsellino or a Hamburg?
It's a Hamburg.
I'm trying to wear my Hamburg while wearing these big bulky DJ headphones.
Don't get me hungry.
That ain't working.
No.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Ragged Antique Phonograph Program, the Marathon Edition.
The Marathon Edition indeed. I'm Mike the Barber.
And I am Phonograph DJ Mac, and we are here to do business.
Yeah, we're getting down to brass tacks.
We're dressed properly. Make no mistake, we are here to solicit funds from you.
The listeners.
That's right. Now, we're here every week hauling in our machines and shellac and computers and CDs. We're spanning all edges of the technology, and we're here working hard for you. Yeah. And this is the one time of the year that we are looking for you to give us something. Because, Mike, radio is a lonely business.
It is lonely. Not anymore, now that I have you.
Well, yeah, that's right. Well, now we're together. But right. Usually, you know how it was. You were doing a show on East Village Radio. Yeah. I was here. You're alone.
In a room.
You get emails. I never answer the phone. I can't really do that.
Right.
But this is a time where we expect feedback from people.
Sure, and we love it.
And to know that they're listening.
Right.
And to show their love. And the way they do that is by calling 1-800-989-9368.
Or WFMU.org.
That's right. You can pledge online or you can pledge via phone. We have, who do we have in the phone room today, Mike?
We have a couple of great volunteers here. We got Mark, we got Joe, we got Tom.
All right.
I'm correct on all that, right?
So
what a memory.
We got the phone folks here, and they're ready to answer the phones. We just need them to ring.
Yeah.
So you just got to call 1-800-989-9368 to show your support to WFMU.
Yeah. And you'll have a human pick up on the phone.
Right.
Instead of just a voice machine.
Well, if you do the email thing, we have a fake ring that comes
That's
through.
That's right.
When you do it online to make it feel like there's actually a phone ringing.
You're all special.
Right. So let's talk about some stuff. First of all, we're going to be giving away a CD in the first 20 minutes.
Oh, yeah.
And it's going to be my Michael Arenella and his Dreamland Orchestra.
That's who you're listening to now with their hit Who.
They are one of the contemporary bands that are keeping the spirit of the jazz age alive by doing lots of events throughout New York City and by doing releasing new old music.
Right.
He's a great band leader. The Jazz Age Lawn Party is one of his big events he does every year on Governor's Island. It's a fun thing. And we love that.
Yeah.
So first callers in and folks who pledge by phone at the $20 level will be eligible to win this CD. We'll do a drawing around 8:20 or so.
Yep.
And the $75 level, Mike, tell us about that.
That's the premium, and that's a T-shirt that we designed. And I think if you're connected to either one of us, really, on Facebook or going through the PhonoDudes Tumblr, you could see the design for that I Listen to Phonograph T-shirt design.
Yeah, it's a twist on the I love. It's
I heart.
With an ear, yeah.
Right, it's with an ear because you listen to it.
And it's got a gramophone under it.
Yeah.
So we got the gramophone under it. And it's a customized design for WFMU and for this show. It says, basically looking at it, I listen to gramophones on WFMU. At the $75 level, you will be able to get this T-shirt and also be in the running for the CD giveaway.
And we just had a web pledge come in from Therese from Portland.
All right.
Gave a nice pledge to us.
Thank you, Therese. Is she in the running for the CD?
She is in the running for the CD.
And what about T-shirt level?
Not premium.
Okay.
But premium in our
Fantastic.
Hearts.
We got Therese.
Thank
is
so
looking.
Much.
Therese's odds are pretty good now on winning that CD.
Yeah.
She's the only one in there.
Yeah, so far. But we're only 6 minutes in.
Right. Well, that's why, call now because we want to give away these CDs. We've only got an hour show.
And again, if you want to call, that number is 1-800-989-9368.
Or WFMU.org. So, Mike, this is my 20th year here on WFMU of doing this show.
That's right. It's my first marathon, though.
Yes. So, well, you know, I took a hiatus over the summer. You took over my spot, which I want to thank you for.
You're welcome.
And then I thought it would be a good idea when I came back, let's combine our shows and try something different. I wanted to shake it up a little bit.
Yeah, yeah.
So, and we've known each other for New Year's, for a few years. You used to be doing your show on East Village Radio.
That's right.
And one day, someone about 5 years ago, someone came up to me and said, hey, there's this guy on East Village Radio. He's doing your thing, man. He's copying your thing. He's like playing the old music. And he's like talking like old stuff. I was like, oh, really? And I went and checked it out.
Yeah.
And then I was like, oh, he looks pretty cool. I'm like, he looks like a nice guy. And then, you know, I saw you somewhere. I was like, and they said, like, you know, you should shut him down. You know, you're the one doing this. And I was like, I think it'd be better if he becomes my friend. Because he's doing the same thing as me. Why would I want to make an enemy with someone who has a similar interest?
And I was fascinated by, I was doing a gig, and you said, you know, there's a nut. But I, when I was starting, I had a melange of different types of phonographs with me. It was really a pain to, I wasn't as neat, believe it or not, as you were with your live DJing. But someone said, you know, there's another guy who actually does it with two proper phonographs with a horn. His name is Michael as well. I said, are you serious? And then someone told me again in Coney Island, and I said, this is wild. And then I saw your show was on there. You were gracious enough to have me on your show, and vice versa. And, you know, the saga continues.
Right. Well, I've seen, and I think so have you, a huge interest in the Jazz Age period of music.
Right.
In the last 5 years, it's really exploded.
Yeah, especially since Boardwalk Empire and the Gatsby movie. You know?
I think it's really something that's established now as a thing, like disco or doo-wop or rap.
Right.
Jazz Age evokes this kind of music, this period.
Right.
So that's what we do. We play music from this period, lo-fi. We're the lo-fi guys.
Yeah.
And we get a lot of great feedback from people. On the via our playlists, via emails, via seeing them out in the field. But now we need you to call 1-800-989-9368 or pledge online at WFMU.org to show your love for the program and for WFMU. We are here every week doing a show for you. We are unpaid, as are all the volunteers here. We're doing this out of our passion to bring you the music. And show your appreciation for us.
This is a way of giving back. I should mention that Therese, who gave a web pledge before, does receive a couple of things. A record label sticker set.
Right.
Designed by Dr. Frankenshop. WFMU membership card, as well as the reduced record fair admission for the upcoming WFMU fair in Brooklyn the weekend of May 1st through the 3rd, along with an audio worship t-shirt.
Right. One of many events that WFMU does. The record fair is going to be really fun. It's a new place at the Brooklyn Expo Center. I'll be there selling records this year. Mike, you need any records?
To sell or to buy?
To buy. I'm going to be selling them.
Oh, okay.
I'm not going to be buying them. I'm going to be selling them.
Do I get a discount?
I might. Well, you know what? The more you buy, the more you save.
Right, right. So, buy three, get one free, something like that?
Yeah, yeah. But the record fair is really a fun event because there's tons of LPs, there's tons of CDs, there's tons of movies, there's bands. It's a real whole social happening.
Yeah.
And we love putting it on. And it's another great thing about FMU. Yeah, we're providing you music. But really, I think of FMU as a cultural touchstone on a lot of levels for all the different shows, of all the different people who work in the industry, who have a finger on the pulse of things that are going on in their specific genre. It's really your gateway into that. You have a lot of, we have a great brain trust here, and we're always very enthusiastic and happy to share with you. And materials available for you 24 hours a day via our live streams or our archives, but it's expensive.
Yeah.
We need to keep these servers running. We need to keep our infrastructure running. There's so many things to it. And without your pledges at 1-800-989-9368 or at WFMU.org, we wouldn't be able to survive.
Yeah. And I should mention some of these people that are helping us survive coming through web pledges. Joseph out in Brooklyn, thank you for your very nice pledge.
Thank you, Joseph.
We have Jack from New York, New York. We've got Brian from Erie, PA, coming in. Thomas in Ridgewood, New Jersey. Thank you for your pledge. We have Henry in Kingston, New York. We got Michael in Watertown, Massachusetts. Dennis in Woodbridge, New Jersey.
Woodbridge.
Woodbridge.
Oh, Woodbridge.
No, I got Woodridge with an R.
There's a Woodridge and a Woodbridge. Okay, sorry.
So this is Sans B.
Got it.
We got our pal Neil Siegel.
All right, Neil.
In Glen Cove with a very nice Beyond Premium pledge. Thank you so much,
Fantastic.
Neil.
Fantastic. Thank you so much, Neil. Neil, I recall Neil contributing at least for 2 or 3 years to the station. Thank you so much, Neil. And that's the way it is with a lot of people. They contribute every year to the station around this time. They really respond to the station's needs for funds.
Right.
And we really appreciate that. And also, one of the options that they can do is a thing called Swag for Life.
Right.
Now, you can call up today and you can give $10. You can give $50, whatever you want. But you could also set it up to do a Swag for Life thing where you have a recurring amount coming off your credit card each month. It can be $10, it can be $20, it can be $50. That will regularly come to us each month. And that will entitle you to Swag for Life. And what is Swag for Life? It's stuff coming to you. T-shirts, magnets, toilet paper clips.
All with the stamps.
Mustache curling tools.
Yeah, yeah.
Who knows what's going to be next?
I don't know.
Flasks. We got water bottles.
We're not. We don't read the future.
We read
the past.
We have rolling papers.
You know, I want to go back to Neil just for one quick second because you saying Neil's given a couple of times and... Interesting story, how I met Neil. The very first time was at a some old movie was playing, and then we come outside, and I get into talking with him, and he says, oh, I recognize you from EVR at the time I was doing the show, and he did an impromptu barbershop quartet
right.
with two other people. I told
right.
you that before, right?
Yes.
And we're singing on the corner at 10 o'clock at night. That's how I met Neil.
Yeah. I think I met him at an event or through the radio show. I don't know. I've known him for quite a while, just, you know, through the scene out there. And I once went to one of his events at, Greenbrook Cemetery? What's the one in Queens?
Greenwood? Oh, no, in Queens?
Yeah, what's the one
in Queens? Oh, where Harry Houdini's buried?
Yeah. I'm forgetting the name of it. Anyway,
we
went out there.
It's on the tip of my tongue, and everyone's going to yell at me.
There was a barbershop quartet. I made them go out in the graveyard and do some barbershop quartetting.
Yeah.
And it was a fantastic day.
Nice.
So he's involved in keeping the whole barbershop quartet thing alive,
right.
which is one aspect of this period of music.
Right, right.
1-800-989-9368 is the number you need to call. We want to hear those phones ringing. Come on, go to the phone now, pick it up, or your little eye thing, or whatever. It's a pad, it's a phone.
It'll soon be an iWatch, you know that,
yeah,
right? They just come out.
Yeah,
they're
watch,
working out the details.
If you have the chip implanted in your brain.
The web pledges are coming in, though, strong. We got Michael from Clarksboro, New Jersey. With a very nice premium pledge plus.
He's going to get the T-shirt.
He's going to get the T-shirt. He'll sport that around.
Plus the he's in the running for the premium for the
right.
CD we're going to give away in a few minutes.
Yeah.
The Michael Arenella CD. We got We got a few of those in there.
Yeah.
So we could use a few more. 1-800-989-9368. We're only on for an hour. So let's get those phones ringing, folks.
Keep it coming.
Keep it coming.
We got Gary in New York, New York, with a nice pledge to us. Thank you so much, Gary. We got Irene.
Our own Irene, who's coming on next?
Irene.
Oh, this is not the music I want to play.
You got so excited, we jumped to the future. Thank you, Irene.
This is the first time I'm using iTunes for the show, Michael.
I know.
It's kind of free.
It's blasphemy.
It just kind of keeps going.
I could see your face. It's not blocked behind the phonograph.
I don't have to change the needle.
We got Reese in Austin, Texas with a very, very nice premium plus size pledge. Thank you so much. You're getting a lot more.
Thank you so much, Reese. All right. Yeah, our T-shirt is it's an ear. It's like the letter I, then an ear, and then under it has a picture of a gramophone.
I've been telling people it's I hear phonographs.
Right.
You know,
it's just
I hear phonographs.
And then it says WFMU on the phonograph, so it's
right.
like I hear phonographs on WFMU.
That's it. We got Michael from Brooklyn as well with a nice pledge, who's also in the premium.
Thank you so much, Michael. And well, folks, when you call in with your pledges or you send them in via web, give us a comment about the show. How did you find the show? What do you like about the show? How did you come to it?
Yeah.
Because it's a pretty specialized thing. Mike, how did you come around to this old music?
I was, as a freshman in college, I started listening to Memphis Jug Band, started listening to James Reese Europe. I took a class on the study of black jazz and blues, and it was probably the only book of notes I kept from college. And I just thought, yes, I was so a little upset that no one introduced me to it earlier.
Right.
And everything else sort of followed the clothes and, you know, everything else came after that. But it stemmed from the music, watching lots of Marx Brothers movies and so on. I think that's a lot of people of my generation kind of get into it through that, and then they do with it what they want.
I think it's really interesting how so many more younger people are getting into this.
Yeah.
It was always the realm of those ghost world creepy old men.
Yes.
But it's changed. It's changed. People are getting into it.
Now it's creepy young men.
There's creepy
and women.
Young men,
and
but
women.
There's creepy young women. I mean, women. You know, and when they hand me a flask off their garter belt of whiskey, I mean, I don't care how creepy they are.
Yeah, or if they put a Mickey in it, doesn't matter.
Yeah.
You'll have it.
Want
to thank Nikki from New York, New York.
I wonder if Mickey got slipped a Nikki. A Mickey and Nikki. Sorry.
Only time will tell. You can write on the comment board as well. We're live on the AccuPlaylist there. And what tunes do we have?
What tunes do we have? Well, I'm just playing tunes from the Michael Arenello CD right now that we're going to give away in a few minutes. Is our first giveaway. I'm just sort of playing randomly in the background. This is from his CD called Blue River, one of his recent recordings. And he's one of the contemporary artists. So we've got a couple other great CDs and a grand prize later that we're going to give away.
Right.
We've got stuff from the recent Third Man Records Paramount Box number 2. It's a sampler, which is like an incredible box that looks like a portable phonograph. But this is just a sampler of some of these great seminal blues country recording artists where a lot of the mystery and the seduction of the sound arises from, we just did a lot of special shows for Black History Month too, Mike, so a lot of those artists are on there.
Right.
And then something from Dust to Digital, who does a great job in resurrecting old material, a book CD combination we'll be giving away later.
All right.
1-800-989-9368 is the number. I want 4 phones ringing at the same time. I want 4 phones. 1-800-989-9368.
And ringing they are indeed. We just got a premium pledge from Mark in New York, New York. And with some comments he wrote, he said, I would work late at the Museum of Natural History and hear the show when it first came on, and there was no WFMU reception at home. So
right.
Listen to it at the museum.
Yeah, well, I started this show when it was just on the air. And I thought this would be, as I was getting into these old records, I wanted to share them with folks.
Right.
So I started playing them on the air. And then as early as I think it's around 2000 or so, when they first started archiving programs, mine was one of the first ones to do it because of the lack of copyright issues. No one's really worried about this music. It's mostly beyond the 75 year. So hence I got about 15 years of shows archived for instant access. And it's become a huge library of this old music.
Right.
So it's there for you, as are the archives of so many shows here on FMU. Ours is podcast, so you can sign up for the podcast on iTunes. So many great things for you. 1-800-989-9368 is the number, or you can pledge online at WFMU.org. Folk, it's time to show your love.
Should we play a full track from Arenella, and then we'll announce a winner of his CD.
Yeah, which one should we play?
Let's see. Should we do... we started off with who?
Let's do Breezing Along with the Breeze.
Let's do it.
Okay. 1-800-989-9368 is the number, or pledge at WFMU.org.
Michael Arnell and his Dreamland Orchestra for you.
Oh, this is everybody happy.
What was that?
I said, is everybody happy?
I sound like a spaceman. This
it's too modern.
I was thinking that this was just like a megaphone.
It's an electronic megaphone.
See what happens?
Sorry,
wait,
folks.
I can do this.
We're getting silly.
I got a paper cup.
Rip the bottom.
Punch a hole in it.
Yeah, because it's not like we have microphones in front of us or anything.
All right, everybody. That's lame.
Yeah.
Never mind. I'm just going to use a microphone.
It just doesn't work.
I need a 4-foot college-size megaphone. Not electric.
No.
1-800-989-9368 is the number to call, folks. Please call and pledge to Antique Music on WFMU.
I am putting all the most recent web and phone pledges that are eligible for the CD that we're about to give away in our little bingo dome here.
Let's give this away. Come on. Let's give it away. We got a CD to give away?
We do. And the CD goes to Gary in New York, New York.
Congratulations, Gary.
You won the Michael Arnell and his Dreamland Orchestra CD.
All right. Folks, 1-800-989-9368 is the number to call. We're going to start to now compile names of everyone who calls now for this Paramount number 2 sampler set. Third Man Records put out a fantastic... Well, basically, they're chronicling every Paramount recording that came out. And the way they're doing that is basically gathering every record from every source they can from around the world, and they're giving those... They transfer them, but they're still transferred from records. So you could hear a lot of them are a little noisy when you listen to them, like this kind of. Which is insert. Yeah, they got a little noise to them.
The gentle hiss?
Yeah, listeners to our show should be completely familiar with surface noise.
Absolutely.
And so it shouldn't be a problem.
No.
But this is a nice sample of about 25 tracks. So many similar artists. Blind Lemon Jefferson, Skip James, Sun House, Tommy Johnson, Charlie Patton. So many great ones. Really beautiful stuff.
Tell them who Third Man is. Who's behind Third Man?
Oh, it's Jack White's label. And kudos to him for really going back and doing such a completist representation of this music, because these records are tough to find. I have a couple Paramount records, but they don't show up.
No.
So to be able to hear the complete Paramount catalog is amazing. And the book and other information that came along with these packages is fantastic.
Right.
So 1-800-989-9368 puts you in the running for these CDs.
With a $20 pledge or more.
That's right. Or you can also pledge at WFMU.org. We've got these giveaways. $75 gets our WFMU premium t-shirt for the Ragged Antique Phonograph Program. I listen to gramophones on WFMU, so we love that. Let's get those phones ringing. 1-800-989-9368. To get in that running, get the t-shirts going. And it's a little quiet in here now, Mike. It's a little quiet.
Well, it's late. It's dark.
We need some noise.
Should we spruce it up?
I got an idea.
I'm ready.
Let's do a sing-along.
Should we do a sing-along to a different song than that's playing?
Yes, yes. Everybody in the phone room, and everybody who's in FMU, please come into the phone room right now.
So
who's in the house at WFMU, please come into the phone room. Everybody look up on your phones and your devices the words to In My Merry Oldsmobile. In My Merry Oldsmobile. Okay?
And we're going to have a bunch of fellas singing us all the same song.
It's a gang song.
It's a gang song, but none of them know the melody.
Yeah. So everybody who's in FMU, please come in and open up your devices. Look up the In My Merry Oldsmobile.
The lyrics to and you could do this at home.
Yes, we want people at home to do it too.
Right, right. And then tag yourself on Vine.
Oh, yeah, let's see a video of you doing a bit of
it. That's what
we want. Or you can tag us on Instagram, too. I'm Phonograph DJ Mac.
Right.
And your mic will cut you.
Yeah.
Okay, so everyone at home got the lyrics ready for In My Merry Oldsmobile. And everybody up here have it.
We'll do?
We're going to skip the verses. And we're just going to go right to the choruses. because, you know, the verse is like, who really cares about a verse? But let's put on, you know, the song to get us going.
It's an ADD generation. I got no time for the verse.
This is fun, isn't it, everybody? This is fun. Everybody got it ready? This is great. We're combining the old technology with the new.
Yeah.
Mike, you're going to have to turn the mic up pretty loud in there to get everybody.
You mean with the controls that I don't have on my hand?
Oh, I'll turn it up. This is Billy Murray from what year?
This is, I think, 1909.
Okay, everybody ready at home? Got the lyrics for In My Merry Oldsmobile? Here comes the chorus.
I have it ready.
If you don't know it the first time, you'll know it the second time. Here we go.
Come away with me, Lucille, in my merry Oldsmobile. Of the mode of life we'll find, automobiling you and I. To the church we'll swiftly steal, then our wedding bells will seal. You can go as far as you like with me in my merry Oldsmobile.
That was the double entendre. You can go as far as you like with me in my merry Oldsmobile. Wait, there's another chorus coming up. Don't go away.
That was the practice one.
That's to sort of familiarize you with the melody. The number is 1-800-989-9368, but don't call now.
Right.
Don't call WFMU. The number is 1-800-989-9368, but don't call.
And we promise this sounds a lot better with your eyes closed and a beer in your hand.
Yeah, we should be more drunk for this. Did you hand out those beers?
I did hand out the beers.
Okay, I think it's against the rules, but so you didn't really hand out the beers. Here it comes again, everybody.
I'm ready.
Come away with me, Lucille, in my merry Oldsmobile. Down the road of life we'll fly, automobiling you and I.
Oh, one more time. Everybody!
My merry Oldsmobile. On the road of life we'll fly. Automobiling you and I. To the church we'll swiftly steal. There our wedding bells will peal. You can go as far as you like with me in my merry Oldsmobile.
Okay, now you can call. Thank you, everybody, for your participation here and at home. That was fun.
Yeah, the volunteers, they didn't know they were going to have to be subjected to that.
No. Like I said, Mike, we're by ourselves here every week. We got some phone slaves. We may as well use them.
Maybe someone later will do some Misfits gang vocals, and that could be up everyone's alley.
I didn't bring any of that. I only have it on cylinder, and I don't have that cylinder machine here with me today.
Okay. But anyway, you're listening if you're just tuning in for some reason. It's the Ragged Antique Phonograph program here on WFMU with DJ Mac, Mike the Barber, bringing original ragtime and pop music from the acoustic recording era every Tuesday here from 8 p.m. to 9 p.m. in beautiful Jersey City.
And we would like to have you call, please, 1-800-989-9368. It's eerily quiet. Or via the web, WFMU.org. Go online. Send us a pledge. Please show us your appreciation, folks.
Maybe it's eerily quiet in your side of the room, but this side of the room is bopping.
Maybe all the singing was drowning out the phone ringing. I told them not to call during that.
I know, but sometimes, you know, you got to tell them twice.
We'll get it. We'll let them slide for that.
That's okay.
Who do you have to thank?
You know what? You've been on WFMU for a very long time. So
yes.
Aside from our show, I mean, there's 60-plus shows on this network.
I don't know exactly. 50 maybe? Yeah, 60-plus?
Yeah. Okay. At least from the math. I mean, math wasn't my subject, so forgive me if I'm wrong. But about 60 different shows on this network. So even if you don't find this show, if you don't find a show all day on Tuesday, there's bound to be a program out of the 60-plus that are on WFMU that you could find. And you know, how did you come to FMU?
Oh, well, I was back in high school. I was within the listening range of the FM signal, and I was stuck in the Beatles, Who, Stones, Zeppelin zone of album-oriented rock. And I think one day I just went over to that side of the dial and heard some other things going on, and I'm not sure exactly what it was, but I thought, oh, this is interesting, and I then just started going down there now and again, and they started introducing me to so many kinds of music, never mind artists, that I had never even considered in my teenage suburban incubus. So they really expanded my world of music. And a lot of people think, oh, Mac, you only listen to music before 1925. Not true. I've got CDs. I buy LPs. I've got MP3s. I've got FLAC files.
Yeah.
So I'm, I like all kinds of technology.
And eight tracks.
I don't have any 8-tracks.
That's like the one, that's the one fail. Well, the massive fail.
So basically started volunteering, contacted the station manager, said I have an idea for a program, followed the steps for auditioning, got the show, and here I am. It keeps on going.
Sweet.
Let's... And 1-800-989-9368 is the number to call. We're going to give away this Paramount CD sampler in a few minutes for your pledges of $20. We are going to give a T-shirt to everyone who gives it the $75 level.
The premium
so
level.
Please call now.
Let's hear one interrupted full song from this CD that we're promoting here.
What I like to see is how the music of this period and the style and so many things are coming to the forefront of our media attention. And a few months ago, the New York Times Magazine had an article about one specific Paramount record and one specific artist called Geechee Wiley. And who was she? And there was actually there's one record with her on one side, the other side's a duet with someone else. And they did so much research, and they tracked her down, and they found it. But it was really a great exploration of the mystique that is behind so many of these records that nothing is known about except the article itself. And that's why I love coming in each week, taking a piece of shellac, putting it down, and letting it speak for itself. So we're going to hear now this Paramount record by Geechee Wiley called Last Kind Words Blues. 1-800-989-9368 is the number to call, or you can pledge online at wfmu.org.
If I die in the German war, I want to send my body, send it to my mother-in-law. Baggy chill, please don't bear my soul. I can't just leave me out. Let the buzzers be cold. When you see me coming, look across the Richmond field. And if I don't bring you flowers, I'll bring you poison. I looked up at the sun, cried, some train don't come, I'll be some walking done. My mama told me just before she died, Lord, said daughter, don't you. The Mississippi River, you know it's even wide. I can't stand right here, see my face from the other side. what you do to me, baby. It never gets out of me. I mean, I have to close the door.
Man, that's one of those records which those blues collectors would give any one of their fingers for.
Yeah, even their playing fingers.
Yeah, they would find another way to change needles. Although, no, they would never put a steel needle to those records.
No, they wouldn't. It would damage it.
Right.
We had a phone pledge come in from Joe in Union City. So thank you so much. And the phone continues to ring here at WFMU, our marathon fundraiser, 1-800-989-9368. Operators are standing by.
That's right. Folks, we've only got about
sitting by
20 minutes or so left in the show. It's 25. Yeah, it's a short show, so we're going to give away this CD in a few minutes. Please get your pledges in at WFMU.org, 1-800-989-9368. We have set a goal of $3,000, which we are 40%. Close to. So we really need an outpouring now.
We need a heavy outpouring.
Yeah. We really need, we're not even halfway there. 1-800-989-9368. Show your love to me and Mike and WFMU. Come on, folks.
We just had another pledge come in from East Elmhurst. I know this pretty little lady. Vanessa just pledged a nice amount.
Oh, thank you so much, Vanessa.
Yes. So she'll be receiving the record label sticker set, WFMU membership card, and the reduced record fair admission for that WFMU record fair coming up in May.
The thing about FMU is, it's a collective of weirdos. You know? If you feel generally you don't fit in society,
yeah, that's
and,
me.
You know, you feel uncomfortable around when people are talking about those things every day. Come to WFMU, where everybody feels like that.
Yeah.
So you can feel uncomfortable among everyone who feels uncomfortable about socializing and stuff. It's the home for misfits.
Yes.
And we love being misfits because it makes us create great things for you. So, but my point of that is, FMU welcomes your input and your volunteering and your getting involved. You know, we have Monty Hall, which we opened up downstairs, which is our performance space. Lots of interesting shows are going to be going on there. If you're in the area, you can come by. If you're visiting the New York City area, check the schedule. Come by for one of the shows. Come and visit WFMU. It's here for you. 1-800-989-9368. We need your bucks to keep this all going.
That's cash, not animals.
That's right.
I think we got to give away our Paramount.
Let's do it.
Our Paramount CD. Let me throw these through the ringer.
Mm-hmm.
Are you ready? Can you handle it? I feel like there should be a drum roll.
Right.
Do you want a drum roll? We got it. Michael in Brooklyn.
Thank you, Michael.
Michael in Brooklyn, with his earlier pledge, wins the Paramount CD put out by Third Man Records.
All right.
I'm excited, actually, about the last CD.
Yeah, why don't you tell everybody about what that is, Mike?
I came across this, actually, in the WFMU library last year when I started on this station. And Take Me to the Water, Immersion Baptism in Vintage Music and Photography, 1890 to 1950. It's fantastic. It's a put together. Do you tell them about the company at least that puts these together, because they're
Dust to Digital has done
belief.
Some great compilations, always accompanied by nice books of material, super obscure material, super obscure subject matter, but really beautiful stuff. And again, it's so great to see a company devoted to making obscure material available to the general public. When I first started doing this show, one of the reasons I got into this period of music was because you couldn't experience most of this music without having the genuine artifact. If you didn't have the 78 or the cylinder, there were very few reissues on LP, because that's what I was listening to at the time. And when CDs came out, most of this music was largely ignored because of its lo-fi quality. It was largely dismissed as some weird period in our recording history. It's only now in the last few years that it's getting more respect. But reissues in a larger way.
Right. And this one, actually, it has amazing photographs from the collection of Jim Linderman. And there's also an intro essay by Luke Sante, who wrote the early 90s book Low Life, all about New York City in the 1800s and early 1900s. One of my favorite reads. Wrote a lovely essay at the beginning of this compilation, Take Me to the Water. I want to hear that song by the Tar Heels.
Okay, let's hear one of the songs from the CD we're going to give away. I want to hear one more phone ring, though, first. 1-800-989-9368, or you can pledge at WFMU.org. Come on, folks, let's get these phones ringing. We're about halfway to our goal of $3,000. We really need some big pledges. How about a $1,000 pledge? You know, if you give a $1,000 pledge, you're in the running for a trip to our Primavera Festival. It's not ours. It's the Primavera Festival, which happens in Spain, Barcelona. It's music, tickets to the festival, hotel tickets, flight, and it's an all-expense-paid trip. And your contribution to WFMU is tax-deductible, so there's not going to be that many people that are going to enter that. So let's get a $1,000 pledge going here.
You also get any 18 DJ premiums along with 4 items from the prize warehouse.
Oh, we got swag. We got so much swag that you could get. We got our T-shirt. 1-800-989-9368 is the number, or WFMU.org. Come on, folks. Put your money where the plastic is.
Put your money where your phonograph horn is?
Yeah. I used to hide money in my phonograph horn.
I used to put a sock in it when the volume was too loud for my neighbors.
Oh, man, that worked. That's like my best joke when I do schools and show the kids. I'm like, watch this. And I take the sock off and then the kids
your
like,
own
ah!
sock?
Yeah, I take it so much. The kids are like, ah! And then I take it out. I go, here. I go like the kid in the front, will you hold this? And they're like, ah! It's,
And then you tell them that's where it came from. The term put a sock in it. You roll it up into a ball.
You don't say that to kids anymore. You don't want to suggest stuffing something in their mouth
right.
that might obstruct their airway.
Right. You'll get sued.
You don't do that to kids these days. In the old days, you stuff anything you want in the kid's mouth to shut them up.
So
you smack
dishes,
them.
Utensils.
But today, you don't stuff a sock in it. Okay? Things have changed. A lot of things have changed.
I just take a moment and I think if I'm confused by if it's the right action, I just think of the bumper sticker, What Would Judy Do?
Hmm.
Judge Judy.
Okay. Okay, so let's hear this song that you wanted to hear, Mike.
I wanted to hear it.
You wanted to hear...
I think it's good. If you like There Will Be Blood, this is the perfect compilation for There Will Be Blood, along with the beautiful soundtrack there already is that Devin probably loves.
And the book is fantastic of all those pictures. Yeah.
But enjoy the lyrics to this.
Yeah.
When he is beheaded at Nero's block, he turned around to his brother. He says, brother, what do you say, brother? I'll meet you in that city of that New Jerusalem. I've been washed in the blood of the Lamb. In the blood of the Lamb. Sing it, brother, sing it. Yes, sir, brother. Mm-hmm. Old Elisha.
Yeah.
He was translated.
He was.
Yes, sir. He went to heaven.
Yeah.
But
what he says to his brethren.
What'd he say, brother?
Before he left, he says, brethren.
Yeah.
I'll meet you in that city of that New Jerusalem. I've been washed in the blood of the Lamb. Sing it, brother, sing it. Old John the Baptist.
Mm-hmm.
Before he was beheaded. Old John, he was betrayed.
Yeah.
By a woman.
Sure.
But he says, brethren, before I leave.
1-800-989-9368 is the number to call.
And we just had another premium pledge come in from Michael in Dingman's Ferry.
Right.
With a premium pledge, and he said he loves the music. It's great to hear because it's very tough to find this kind of music, and I do agree.
Yeah, well, we know that there's more and more out there due to folks like us, Mike.
Yeah,
we're really working hard to bring this material out to the public, and we know we have a lot of listeners. You've got thousands of Instagram followers. I've got lots of people on my Facebook page, which is called Antique Phonograph Enthusiasts. There's thousands there. Lots of people are into this stuff. And, you know, listen, I'm like everybody else. I want it for free, too. I want to get my music for free. But the fact is, I go out and I buy LPs. I still buy CDs, and I'm out buying 78s.
Yep.
I'm putting this music out there for people to hear all these cylinders and CDs. Cylinders and discs I pay sometimes $25 for. And it's theirs for free. You got it for free.
Yeah.
So and we're unpaid for what we do. But our infrastructure is not free. That's what we need money for. If you want to have this tremendous resource of WFMU, we need your help to keep it going. 1-800-989-9368 is the number we need you to call.
Or WFMU.org.
Yes. We've only got about 10 more minutes to go, folks. We really need you now. And we've got this great
Sounds
CD.
Like a song.
Yeah. We got this great CD there and book set, Take Me to the Water by Dusta Digital. Check it out. I think they're out of print now. I see them going on Amazon for like $99. So you can't even get these currently. So
it's basically a book and a CD.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
In one.
It's beautiful.
A photography book of early baptisms and a full track listing of 25 tunes here. And that's what you're listening in the background. Before we heard, well, that was the Tar Heels, I think, right? It was the Carolina Tar Heels we heard.
Yes.
I'll Be Washed. And that was from November of 1928 in Atlanta, Georgia. Doc Walsh out front on banjo and vocals.
1-800-989-9368 is the number to call. And WFMU.org. This is really just the third day of the WFMU marathon where we do this for 2 weeks. But really, you're not hearing us asking for money all year. We make money a little bit through some of our performances at Monty Hall a little bit. Our record fair is a good source of income for us. We're doing all we can to bring the arts to you, to bring music to you. And just that's our goal. We're not a money-making entity. That's why the DJs have complete control over their programs to play whatever they want, to annoy the phone volunteers by making them sing,
yeah,
and do any of these kind of things. And no one's ever going to come in and say, you can't do that kind of thing. It's really up to you. As long as they're within the FCC guidelines of not using any of those naughty words that are used, you'll get these shows. 1-800-989-9368. Let's hear those phones ringing. Please call WFMU right now.
We're in the running again for the Take Me to the Water compilation with your pledge of $20 or more. If you hit the premium pledge of $75, like Max said, you get our t-shirt design, which is the I Hear Phonograph, which if you go to our Tumblr, PhonoDudes, you
right.
can see an image of that. And keep them coming in. We got more web pledges coming in here.
1-800-989-9368 is the number. The phone volunteers are here, but they're kind of sitting around. It's making me anxious.
Well, don't look at them.
I can't help it. I mean, we're here to get these phones ringing. We're like trying to motivate people. I'm trying.
Well, you know, a lot of people listen to the archives as well.
That's true. And that's a good point, Michael.
I try to bring up good points.
Because people may be listening to this show. I know a lot of people tell me they don't listen in real time. Yeah. They listen on Wednesday night when they get home because they've just finished their French class and this is what they do to relax with a glass of wine. Yeah. Or they listen on Thursday afternoon. Or they listen months later.
After their Brazilian lessons.
Whatever it is. So you can pledge at any time during this two-week marathon by going to WFMU.org. And you can still get our T-shirt if you're not listening during our show. Just find our show. And there's a way for you to mark down that you want to pledge to our show and get the I Listen to Phonographs T-shirt. And even months later, you can always find a way to pledge on the WFMU website. Yep. So since we are podcasts, since we are archived, you can pledge now, even though you're not listening to this in real time. But for those of you who are listening in real time, please call 1-800-989-9368. Our pledge at WFMU.org. You know, this whole system is a vestige of the days before the web, Mike.
Yes.
And, you know, when pledging via phone was the only way to do it. But there's been a shift. It's really mostly web-based now. But it's nice to have volunteers come down and spend some time with us and be here. And just be involved in the station. We're not apt to just drop that whole idea of having people come down and answer phones. But we need the phones to be ringing so they can answer them. It's a conundrum.
We got about 5 minutes left in the show, too.
Please, let's get a flurry of calls going, folks. 1-800-989-9368 or pledge at WFMU.org. We're going to give away this last CD, Take Me to the River. It's a book CD combination from Dust to Digital, fantastic corporation. And yeah, I don't know, my throat is starting to hurt.
Let's hear one more, a bit of a full tune.
Okay, we don't have much more time, so let's try that. Let's hear one from the great Ernest Stoneman, who's one of the great pioneers of early country music. And this is Down to Jordan and Be Saved.
Come along, fathers, and don't you want to go? Healing in the Jordan waters for you, I know. Come along, fathers, and don't you want to go? Down to the Jordan and be saved. Let us go down the Jordan, let us go to the river. Let us go down the Jordan and be saved. Let us go down to Jordan, let us go to the river, let us go down to Jordan and be saved. Come along, mothers, and don't you want to go? Healing in the Jordan waters for you, I know. Come along, mothers, and don't you want to go? Down to the Jordan and be saved. Let us go down to Jordan, let us go to the river, let us go down to Jordan and be saved.
All right, Mike, we're in our last few minutes of the show here, and we're winding down.
Yeah.
So, can I say we'll be back next week with another show?
Right. The marathon runs 2 weeks. It began just last Sunday, and It's the only time during the year, really, where we ask the listeners to dig in their pockets and put what you can out into the station, because we get to do shows here the way we want them.
That's right.
And there's really not a lot of rules, and we do what we want to do. And that's why shows like this, like the Ragged Anti Phonograph, exist, and that's why a lot of those shows that you wouldn't find on mainstream radio would not be here.
That's right. Let's get a last flurry of calls, folks. 1-800-989-9368. Odds are pretty good you could win this fantastic CD book set. We don't have that many folks in it right now, so give us a call at 1-800-989-9368 or at WFMU.org. Get a t-shirt at the $75 level that we created in the running for the CD, and there's swag for life. Oh, man, you can give anything from $10,000 to $5,000. We would love to get one of those giant pledges.
Right, and if you are one of the listeners that are listening to the show on archive format in a few days from now and whatever day is, like Max said, we will be back next Tuesday, which I believe is actually St. Patrick's Day.
Oh, really?
17th, it is. So that ruined my idea for a St. Patrick's-themed Irish show.
Well, we can still wear green and bring a few of those Irish songs.
We're dressed for radio the way no one dresses for radio.
We could bring a few of those derogatory Irish songs.
Yeah, well,
because we don't discriminate on the Ragged Antique Phonograph program. We like songs that make fun of African Americans, Irish, Italians, Jews,
Germans, Chinese,
any ethnic group that was slandered on record during that time, we do not shy away from, because that's the way it was.
We're all in it together.
Now, we're not espousing that that's our point of view. We're just playing the records.
Right.
And we like to let people hear, because a lot of the music of that period reflects on cultural values of the time. It's one of the things I find interesting, is the relation of the music to culture and vice versa, how they affect each other. And it's a nice little insight.
We had sneaking under the wire here another pledge that is actually in the running for the CD. Mark from Pasadena,
okay,
California, is listening. So let me juggle these up.
Yeah, let's do that. Let's give it away. It's 9 o'clock. Does anyone see Irene around? Okay. Cool. About time for Irene to come in and do her show next. And then Mike and I will be back next week. Mike, did you pull somebody?
We did. We have a winner. It is Michael from Dingman's Ferry, and he's going to win the Take Me to the Water compilation.
Congratulations to Michael. All right. So I want to thank all our phone volunteers for coming down tonight. We really appreciate you coming and taking the time out to help out WFMU. And, Mike, I don't think we reached our goal. We're going to have to double up for next week. We're going to have to really do a lot of work.
We'll double up for next week, but until then, we'll say au revoir, but never goodbye.
Nighty night, everybody. I'm going to turn it over to Irene. Let's see. I think we got to switch the wire kind of thing.
Yes, we do.
So we're going to do that. There's going to be a moment of silence, and it's going to be like, bang, zoom, on to the next thing.
And you're listening to WFMU.
WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope, 91.9 in Rockland County, and WFMU.org.
Ta-ta.